morning, everyone. Professor Dr. José Eduardo Cora, it's my advisor in Brazil. Priscila Roberta Volante, it's the was responsible for the whole project. So let's go get started. Well, first I want to show some historical numbers. Both are from Brazil. The first one is the total area of sugarcane produced that in 2013 we got more than 20 million acres of land. And another graph shows the total production of sugarcane. 2013 we got about 650 million of tons of sugarcane. So here's the top five world producers. We have first one Brazil, second one India, third one China, fourth one China mainland, and fifth Thailand. And we have another 20, the top 20 countries producing sugarcane. Well, the industry in Brazil usually takes the raw sugarcane and process it to produce sugar and ethanol and extract the liquid and from the solid part, that the solid part uses the sugarcane bags. The industry burned the sugarcane bags to produce energy for the whole process. And the final product is the bagas ash, sugarcane bagas ash. As you can see on the simple equation there, 1 ton of sugarcane yields 25 kilograms of bagas ash. If we take Brazil as our example, 650 million tons yields 16.2 million tons of bagas ash. That's a amount quantity. This sugarcane bagasse ash usually is disposed in soil surface without any criteria supported by environmental or scientific law. So the present study has aimed to evaluate changes in soil aggregation following sugarcane bagasse ash application. Well, the experiment was conducted in Jaboticabal City at São Paulo State, as you can see on the map. The climate classification second COP and it's RW, which means there's a tropical weather with a dry season of winter that extends to between June and September. The average annual rainfall is 1,424 millimeters. Altitude is 620 meters above sea level. According to USDA, the soil taxonomy, the soil is an ultisol. As you can see on the table, that the clay content is increasing along the soil horizon, and the sand is getting lower. Well, experiment design was completed randomized blocks that consists of four treatments plus the control, five repetitions and five plants per repetition. We tested the dose of sugarcane bagasse ash 0, 5, 10, 20, and 40 tons per hectare. The ash was incorporated by chisel plow, as you can see on the pictures before incorporation and after incorporation. Well, here we applied the ash 1 meter each side of the plant. Was an orange orchid, Citrus sinensis, L. Osbeck. We took two sets of sample at 0, 15 centimeters and 15 to 30 centimeters at 6 months and 12 months of evaluation. We took, we're taking five simple samples to get the composite sample. Here's the methodology of the aggregate stability index proposed by Kemper and Rosnow, 1986. First, we air dried the soil and sieved that 2 millimeter sieves and retained it at 1 millimeter sieves. So we got four grams of 1 to 2 millimeters air dry aggregates and placed them into 25 millimeter sieves. That means W1 is the 4 grams in this case. So we placed them at the machine and started the machine for aggregate stability index, oscillation amplitude of 1.3 centimeters, rotation of 35 times per minute for 3 minutes. And then we transfer the soil remained at 25 millimeters sieves and transfer them to aluminum cans and oven dry that and weighted the soil. So we got the W2 variable. We determined another procedure, the geometric mean diameter for the sand correction. So just the final step, just insert the numbers on the equation and you plus times 100, you get the aggregate stability index. Well, we got here the results. On the vertical, we have dose of sugarcane bagasse ash. We have depth interaction, months of evaluation, and another interactions. On the vertical line, we have organic matter, aggregate stability index, particle density, and bulk density. Well, for the four attributes, soil attributes tested, the treatments were not significant for the different dose of sugarcane applied. For the depth, we have for the aggregate stability index, we have a high value at 0.15 centimeters compared to 15.30 centimeters. But the bulk density was the positive. We had the higher value at 15.30 centimeters compared to 0.15 centimeters. For the months of evaluation, at 6 months showed the higher value both for aggregate stability index and for bulk density. We have the higher value at 6 months compared to 12 months. Well, about the interactions here, we have to focus on interaction depth and months of evaluation. This one that I show you on the another table. This means for or horizontal, you have the depth and interaction with the vertical mass of evaluation. For the for aggregate stability index, 0.15 showed the higher value compared to 15.30 centimeters, but the bulk density was the positive at 15.30 centimeters. We got the higher value compared to 0.15 centimeters. And both at compared just the months at 6 months was higher than 12 months. Well, so the conclusion, the different doses of sugarcane bagasse ash applied 0.5, 10, 24 tons per hectare were not significant on aggregate stability index. Sugarcane bagasse ash soil application do not affect soil aggregation stability. So I want to say thanks for São Paulo State University and for the Soil Society of America for the opportunity to be here, and thank you.